USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Bank records are showing a connection between Hunter Biden and President Biden's business dealings to a communist Chinese business partner during the summer of 2019 while Joe was running for president. Money wires originating in Beijing for more than $250,000 listed the Delaware home of Joe Biden as the beneficiary address for the funds. Information about the wires from Jonathan Leith, a CEO of BHR Partners, was received via financial records by House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer. Senator Tommy Tuberville, the Republican from Alabama, told Newsmax last night that he will keep up his Senate protest against military promotions as a means of fighting wokeness in the Pentagon for another year if necessary.
And we're going to fight back against this. We've got to hold on for another year. I don't know whether we can do it or not, but in terms of wokeness in the military, but I single-handedly am going to fight this by not letting admirals and generals be able to be promoted. They can stay in the same position they got, but it seems like they don't want to do that.
Tuberville said his actions blocking mass promotions is not hurting readiness. Tuberville claims, quote, "We need a stronger military, and I think doing what I'm doing is going to make us even stronger," end quote. After 148 days of negotiations, long picket lines, and stalled entertainment production, the Writers Guild of America yesterday voted to officially end the Hollywood writers' strike just after midnight last night. More than 11,500 writers are now eligible to return to work, which should get production on most live talk shows late night up and running in the coming days and weeks. New Jersey First Lady Tammy Murphy says she is seriously considering a run for the seat held by Democrat Senator Bob Menendez, who is facing bribery charges. USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
House Republicans voted to advance four appropriations bills to the chamber's floor last night, but Speaker Kevin McCarthy may have problems securing the votes needed to avert a government shutdown at the end of Saturday. A handful of Republican House members want more cuts to be made in the stopgap bill. Meanwhile, leaders in the United States Senate say a deal has been reached between Republicans and Democrats that would keep the government open for six additional weeks. It would also include approximately $6 billion in short-term funding for Ukraine as it fends off Russia's invasion. But should the deal pass the Senate, it would likely face the same problems in the House. President Biden became the first sitting president to join striking union members yesterday. Biden joined striking UAW auto workers in Detroit. The pro-union appearance showed solidarity with thousands of automakers who have been leading a strike of Detroit's three biggest automakers. A Manhattan judge yesterday said he found presidential candidate Donald Trump committed fraud by exaggerating the value of his wealth and canceled the former president's New York business licenses. Trump replied, quote, "The widespread radical attack against me, my family, and my supporters have now devolved to new un-American deaths," end quote. The Sphere in Las Vegas is set to make its debut Friday when rock band U2 takes the stage for the first concert inside the iconic Las Vegas venue. Lance Pry, USA News.
I'm Ebony Loren, and Febreze's new scent, Soothe and Restore, is so good I wrote a song about it.
I know just what I do. Febreze has my favorite scent. Makes the perfect environment. Like sugar, smooth shea butter. What could be better than being with each other? Nah.